Thank you, Mr. Fiok. Good afternoon, everyone. Beautiful day out there today. Last week, after services, like we usually do, we get together and talk. And I was talking to a few people, and I mentioned, well, Dave, we were talking about how we sometimes feel in our spiritual growth, we sometimes feel unworthy, sometimes inadequate, perhaps we're not doing enough, and sometimes we may feel that we're unfit. And I suppose all of us feel that way at times. And so I had mentioned that just a day or two before that, I had read a verse in the Bible that kind of come out to me a little different than before, something that I thought was encouraging. And so I said, you know, I told him I'd read this verse. I said that the apostles and Christ were in a boat on the sea, and the wind came and the waves came and the sea was roaring, and the disciples, they were afraid. They thought they were going to die, and so they woke up Christ and they asked him, told him, said, "Aren't you afraid that we're going to die?" And so Christ gets up and he calms the sea. And then the disciples said, "What kind of a man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" And then I said that Peter fell down at his knees and he said, "Depart from me, for I am a man of sin." And the point that I was bringing out that I thought was so interesting was Christ looked at Peter and he said, "Do not be afraid." And I thought, well, that's encouraging. I've read that verse many, many times. I know you have too, but I think I put the emphasis on other parts of that verse. And when he said, "Do not be afraid," I thought, that's encouraging. Peter is just like we are. He's saying, "You depart from me. I am a sinner. I'm not worthy. I'm not doing all that I can be doing." And Christ's answer was, "Fear not. Trust me. Put your trust in me." I went home that night and I was thinking about that verse, and I was encouraged by it. I thought that was something neat, and man, was I shocked. I got home and read it again and I was really surprised. I made a mistake. I was wrong. When Peter said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man," it wasn't when they were in the boat when the storm came up. It was another time when they were in a boat, and I'll just read a little bit from that. Then, "Now it was so, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret." So Christ was, got in the boat, and he went out a little bit, and Christ was preaching to the people. And there were two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then Christ got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and he taught the multitudes. Now when he had stopped speaking, when he was done teaching, when he was all through speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a catch." And Simon said, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing, but at your word we will do it." So they let the nets down. Said when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking, so that they signaled to their partners in the other boat, and they came to help them, and they came and filled both boats that they began to sink. And it was at this time when Peter says, "Depart from me, for I am a sinner." So I made a mistake. I was wrong. Well, some think that the Apostle Paul also made a mistake. And he quoted Moses in Corinthians. But first I want to go back to Numbers. Go back to Numbers 25. Numbers 25. And the very first verse, it says that the people began to commit harlotry with the women of Moab. I bring that out because when Paul is quoting Moses, he talks about the time when there was sexual immorality, and he's referred to this chapter in Numbers 25. And go down to 25 and verse 9, it says, "And those who died in the plague were 24,000. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 10 now. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and we'll start. Well, verse 6 says, "Now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, and do not become idolaters as some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and rose up to play." Now that's talking about the time that Moses was up in the mountain getting the Ten Commandments, and the people made the golden calf. Then verse 8 it says, "Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell." Oh, I think Moses said 24,000 fell. Did Paul make a mistake? I want to read to you what a man had written about this verse and how he thought Paul got it wrong. And I will just say that this man was not trying to disprove the Bible. However, there are many today that's trying to disprove the Bible and are saying that there's a lot of contradictions in the Bible, and that we need to, and I'm saying that we need to understand what they are. There's over 100. If you get on the internet and just type in contradictions in the Bible, more than one list will come up, but there's one that's got well over 100 of so-called contradictions. They can, most of them, I think, can be proved easily. Some of them might take a little bit more time. But here's how one man attempts to explain this contradiction. In a book, a popular book, the title of it is Hard Sayings of the Bible, Peter Davis. Now, Peter, along with three other men, had wrote this book. And they're not trying to disprove the Bible. Actually, they are trying to prove it. But I wanted to read how Mr. Davis explains Paul's mistake about the one missing 1,000. He says, okay, Mr. Davis made the following comments regarding the missing 1,000 in 1 Corinthians 10:8. "It is possible that Paul, citing the Old Testament from memory, as he wrote to the Corinthians, referred to the incident in Numbers 25:9, but his mind slipped." Paul had a slip of the mind. "We cannot rule out the possibility that there were some references to 23,000 in his local environment." That means at his time, maybe the number 23,000, it came up. And as he was writing, that caused a slip of the mind. Now he goes on to say, Paul was not attempting to instruct people on Old Testament history, and he certainly was not on the details of Old Testament history. Thus here we have a case in which Paul apparently made a slip of the mind. He just made a mistake. He messed up. Now did Paul really have a slip of the mind? Did he, was he like me and have a senior's moment? Because I messed up. I admit that I was wrong. Well, one verse I want to look at first. Let's go to 1 Peter 3:15. And this is the point of this message today, is that we need to study and show ourselves approved, and we need to be reading so that what Peter says here in 1 Peter 3:15 says, "Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts." Then he says, "Always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." The old King James says, "Always be ready to give an answer." So we need to be able to answer these questions in such a way that we can back up what our belief is. Now, what is the answer to this seemingly contradiction? How can we explain Paul's account in 1 Corinthians 8 with Moses' account in Numbers 25? The answer is in the fact that Paul stated that 23,000 fell in one day, while Moses wrote in Numbers 25 that the total number of those who died in the plague was 24,000. He didn't say in what amount of time that they died. He just said that the total amount was 24,000. Now, I thought it was really interesting. Last night, I picked up our local newspaper, and right on the front page, it says, "Drug task force arrests four." Then the very first sentence says, "The Belmont County Drug Task Force arrested three people Wednesday." I thought, well, that's, if you just stopped right there, that would be a contradiction. But then it went on to say that, and another on Thursday, on multiple drug charges. So that's basically what happened in 1 Corinthians 10. Paul just stated that 23,000 died in one day. When did he find out about that? How did he know that? Well, let's go to Galatians 1. Galatians 1. Start reading in verse 11, Galatians 1, 11. Paul says, "But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not according to man." Go over to verse 15, or down to verse 15. It says, "But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb," and this he's talking about when he was converted, "and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles. I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood." So as soon as Paul was converted, he didn't go to Jerusalem, as it says in the next verse. He didn't confer with flesh and blood. He went to Arabia and was taught there by Christ for 3 years. We go back to verse 12, and he says in verse 12, "For I neither received it from man," so these writings in 1 Corinthians 10, that didn't come from man, "nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ." Now, this week, the atheists erected a monument in Florida next to a courthouse, and it was right next to a monument of the Ten Commandments. Let's see, I want to read something about that. If I can find it here. That's not it. Well, I thought I had it, but I don't. Anyhow, they erected this monument, and they said that they, in the next year or so, they want to erect 50 more monuments at more courthouses around this country. And I had the number of the amount of atheists that there are in the country today, and it's staggering. And it's growing and growing and growing every year. More and more people are becoming atheists. And they like verses like that. And believe me, the atheists know the Bible. And they like verses like that to show that it's not inspired by God. So back to 1 Peter 3:15, we need to be able to give an answer to all these things. Now, I want to leave you with one more thing, one more contradiction. We won't look at these verses. It's just another seemingly contradiction of the over 100 that there is, but this one is apparently by Jesus Christ himself. I just want you to think about what Christ said. It seems to be a contradiction, but how do we explain this? In John 5, I'll give you the verses, we won't turn to them, but John 5:31, Christ says, "If I bear witness to myself, my testimony is not true." Then three chapters later, in John 18:14, he says, "Even if I do bear witness to myself, my testimony is true." One place he says, "My testimony is not true." Another place, "My testimony is true." Hope everybody has a wonderful day at the Theos. Looking forward to talking to everybody.